Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you want to reach out to me, give me a call, 630-338-1160. Almost every time you're going to get me personally. I'll be the one actually answering the phone. If not, they'll be taking a message, and I'll be getting back with you for sure. So that's what usually puts me a little bit, I'll say, above the rest. You're not calling blankly into an 800 number or online chats. You'll get me. So do your due diligence to make sure I'm the fit for you. That's the best thing I can say. I've been doing this for 30 years. Go to my website, themortgageupdate.net. Go to my YouTube channel. Just look up The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Go to my Facebook account, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. All of it, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Just Google it. You'll see everything and anything you need to know about me. I am what I am. So, and I'd love to help you. So let's get on to this week. I had multiple phone calls from people that were interested maybe in getting pre-approved to buy a house. And a lot of them just sit there and they're like, well, I don't know. The reasons being is, this is what I want to go over in this show. Why people are not buying now. And let me give you what I think is why it's a good time to buy now and why not procrastinate. There might be reasons, very good reasons, why you don't buy now. Your credit, we need to work on it. I'll work with you on that. I'll work with you personally on it. I also have a website that'll help you with that. You don't have a down payment. Well, you know what? You don't have to. But maybe it's not a good time because if something does go wrong, you have no reserve money. Now you're going to rack it up on a credit card at 20%. Maybe not a good idea. But let me address those two things. Okay. Credit. Do you know that you can qualify with a 580 credit score? 580. It's an FHA loan. Just because you have a 580 credit score doesn't mean you're a bad credit risk. Here, I have an example. I'm trying to work on a client right now. I actually have two of them. And they're under a 580 credit score. They've never missed a payment ever in their life on anything. So what's the cause for a 580 credit, not having a 580 credit score? Well, not having a 700 plus credit score. I looked at their credit and I'm like, if you look at it on a broad face, you're like, they're perfect. But you dig in. I dug in. What I had them do is go to creditscoresandmore.com and pull their credit. Then they called me and we went over it. Here's what I found. They had the one particular person had about five credit cards. They were all maxed out. But the max credit limits were only like $200. So they had $1,000 in credit outstanding. We all have $1,000 in credit outstanding. But their credit limits, because it appeared that they were maxed out. You know, one, he had a $150 credit line. He owed like $140. So after I went through that, I'm like, here's an easy fix for you. Call every one of these credit companies and ask for an increase in your credit line. Or just call one or two or three. So the question came back. Okay, they're going to probably pull my credit to do this, right? Yep. So isn't that causing a reduction in my credit score because of the credit pull? Yep. However, let's look at it this way. Let's say they pulled your credit score and it dinged you 6 points. Okay. That's not good. Okay. But they gave you the increase from $100 to $2,500. So now you owe $150 on a $2,500 account. You might pick up 20, 30, 50 points. So if you pick up 50 points, but you lose six because of the pool, the credit pool, we're still 46 net gain. Awesome. Now let's extrapolate this out to you did that to three cards. So you had 47, you gained 40, let's say 40. You gained 40 points on every one of those cards because of the increase. You just increased your credit scores 120 points. Bet you didn't know that. And if you didn't, if he didn't go over that with me, he would be sitting there renting and renting and renting forever. But he's like, Dan, I pay every month. Okay, so that's, I'm going to get back to my credit hack at the end of the show is actually going to go over kind of this scenario or in this kind of this realm. So that is the credit piece of things. So if your credit scores are, now if you've never paid a bill ever and you have three pages of collections, sign up for credit counseling, credit repair, things like that. I won't be able to help you. Okay. So I'm not a miracle worker, unfortunately. But you have to be realistic. If you don't pay anybody, you know, would you lend money to yourself? I guess is a good way to put it. And if you say no, then probably you're not going to buy a house. Okay. So the next thing is your down payment. Okay, down payment or lack of, I'll say. So again, like I said at the beginning, if you have no money, your credit cards are maxed out, you have a 401k loan out against your retirement account, it's probably not a good idea to buy a house. I'll just come out and say that now. It's probably not your best bet. All right? But if you're really diligent about your finances, but you just haven't been able to save up because of stuff, okay, there are ways to get into mortgages with no or minimum down payments, and there's also grants. Now I'm excited to say, not only can I do basically the whole country, is I have a lot of grant programs state by state by state that I have access to as well. All right, so I'd love to help you if you're listening to this again on iTunes or Spotify, YouTube, and you need help and you're outside of Chicagoland area, I would love to help because I now can help you. All right, so let's get back to the down payment. Veterans, you should use your VA benefit if you're looking to buy a house, because a lot of times the bank, the loan officer might not even ask you that question. So then you're like, okay, I got to put down how much? You don't need to put down anything. God bless you. You served, you helped this country. You helped us stay free. Use those benefits. I strongly urge you to use those benefits. You earned it. So a VA loan, you don't need any money down. And a lot of the closing costs are waived. Okay, so that's no money down. USDA. There's a lot of places in the country that are USDA approved. A lot of lenders don't even look into it for you. They'll just take your application. Okay, you need 5% down or 10% down or whatever. I'm going to look at every scenario possible. And like I said, it might take me a day or two to get you a pre-approval. I'm going to turn over every rock I can to find you the best program for your situation. Okay? So that's two programs that don't require any money down. All right? Now there is a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are the two entities out there that do probably 90% of the mortgages in the country. You probably not even aware of that. You're like, well, I went to Bank of America. I went to Wells Fargo. I went to, here. They're almost all those loans are actually in end result funded by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Bet you didn't know that. So if you're like, I want my loan at Bank of America because I bank there and they love me and whatever. Be cautious, because Bank of America might only have your loan for 1, 2, 3 payments and then sell you off. Don't chase the bank. Chase the person in or program who you're comfortable with, because basically the rates are very similar wherever you go, as well as the costs. So now let's get to, those Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have programs with 3% down, 3%. Okay. Now the next category would be FHA. FHA requires 3.5% down. So here's what I mean by when I say down. If you're buying a $100,000 home, and I say, well, you need 3% down, It's 3% of the $100,000 of the purchase price. So in that case, you need $3,000. But it doesn't stop there. There are also other costs involved that will add to that bottom line on how much you need to bring in. And in the second segment, I'm going to walk you through how I help you. I'll help you negotiate these things to make the seller pay those costs for you, because we want to drive down that bottom line that you need to bring to closing to exactly what we just said here. If it's USDA or VA, I don't want you to bring anything to closing. If it's one of those Fannie Mae programs with 3% down, I only want you to bring 3% down. And again, with the FHA 3.5% down, I only want you to bring 3.5% down. So when we come back, I'm going to go over how I'm going to help you and our team is going to help you negotiate to get the seller to pay the cost of like your title fees and your attorney fees and things like that. So I have a hack for you right now. And this is a credit hack. I try to do it on every segment, and I usually try to do it in the second segment, but I'm going to do this one in the first one because I think the second one's going to get a little bit in detailed for us. So when you have a credit card, don't pay it once you get the statement. Pay it about a week or two before. There's a reason for it. When you get the statement, when the statement gets issued and sent to you, they're going to also send that data to the credit reporting companies. That's mostly how almost all of them work. So if you say, well, I pay off every month, I pay it in full. Well, when they issue you the statement, you might be maxed out. You might have a $1,000 credit limit. You might owe $1,000. As soon as you get the statement, you pay it off. Well, it pushed out when you owed $1,000 and your credit limit was $1,000. And that just whacked your credit scores. When we come back, I'm going to help you have your closing costs paid by the seller. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I am Dan Frio. If you want to reach me, just give me a call, 630-338-1160. Now, you might say, Dan, you keep giving us your website, and now you're saying themortgageupdate.net. If you're listening to this on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio in Chicago, you can find me still at 1160mortgage.com. But recently, I have a lot of listeners, believe it or not, all over the country. The 1160 is throwing them off a little bit. They're like, what is that? So I also have the landing page, themortgageupdate.net. Both of them go to the same website. So I'd love to help you if I can there. So how we ended the last segment is I'm going to show you how I and the dream team we put together for you are going to negotiate in your contract to have the seller pay your closing costs. Here's why. Let's say, for example, you're buying a $300,000 loan. Okay? And we're going with that Fannie Mae program that I talked about. That's irrelevant of that. I'll just say the down payment piece. We're going to say we're going with the down payment program with 3% down. Okay? So you can buy a $300,000 home with $9,000 down. And you're like, cool, I got $11,000. I got more than enough. Think twice. Here's why. So now when you're buying a property, you're going to have a lot of excess costs in regards to, and I'll go through them and I'll explain them a little bit more. You're going to have an attorney fee to look through this, look through all the paperwork for you, because if you make an uh-oh in that area, you might get duped for thousands of dollars and or even lose your earnest money. Okay, so we don't want that to happen. So you might have an attorney fee. Let's say it's $500. You're going to have a closing fee. By in most states, you go to an attorney's office or a what they call a title company. You sign all the documents and everything, you then the loan funds and you get the keys. Behind the scenes, what they're doing is they're ensuring everybody that now all the previous liens, all the previous taxes, all the previous, if there's any building code violations, judgments, anything that was on that house prior to right then and there you're buying is now gone or satisfied. So you're getting an insurance policy as well as I am to state that. It's saying, if anything else from this day forward comes back to haunt you from the past, this insurance policy basically clears you of that. Okay, there's a cost for that. Most cases, it might be $2,000-$3,000. All right, so that's that part of it. Then you're going to have transfer taxes. So it just think of it when you, this is a tax on the property, you know, switching ownership. You buy oranges and you pay taxes at the grocery store. When you buy a house, you're going to pay taxes to the city, county, and state. Okay. Those could come up to, let's say, for example, we have a $500 attorney fee. We have a $3,000 title insurance for that title thing I was talking about. Now we have a $1,500 in other costs. We just have, that's $5,000. Okay. So in this scenario, we were buying a $300,000 home. Dan said, I only need 3% down. Yep. That's all you need. So that's $9,000. Now though, you owe another $5,000 or $6,000 in those other costs. So now you need, in this scenario, $14,000. So you said that you have $11,000. You don't have enough now. So at the beginning when we started, it's like, oh, perfect, I have it. Well, no, you don't. So those are areas. So what we're going to do in this scenario, here's what I would suggest we do. And I'm going to work with your attorney and your realtor on this. We're going to ask for seller concessions or a seller credit. Okay, it's very standard. It's on the contract. It's perfectly legal. So in this case, we're going to say, well, let's say you're buying my house and I want $300,000 for it. So you come in and say, I'll give you $300,000. Sweet. I'm good. But now you come in and say, you know, we need a seller credit or some credits back so I can pay those costs that you're going to incur, and it's going to be $5,000. Now what? So we go to the seller and we say, you know what? We'll give you $305,000. And you give us a $5,000 credit back. That's how we do it. It's called a seller credit. Okay? So that $5,000 now can be used for closing costs. So now we're back to, you only need that $9,000 down payment. We're back to being good again. So that's how, by working with someone like myself, with this team we're putting together for you, how we can get people into homes with less money than most places where you're going to go. So if you didn't call me and I didn't walk you through this process and you weren't aware of this, you couldn't have bought this house. I'm getting you into that house that they couldn't get you into. So that's basically, you know, why I suggest, give me a call, let me help. Okay. So the next thing I want to go over is some misconceptions when you're buying a house. So if you're listening out there and your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, you have coworkers, you know, things like that, I want you to be educated. So if somebody asks you about, you know, how do I buy a house? You have some information and you're probably listening to this show if you have some interest in the mortgage process or buying homes or buying real estate or fixing your credit even. So I'm going to go through some misconceptions with you just so you might be able to buy a house that you didn't think you could buy. Here's my analogy of buying a house. You're like, I don't want a mortgage payment. I get it. But you're paying a mortgage payment if you're renting. You're paying your landlord's mortgage. Most of the time, if there's a mortgage on that property, they're taking your payment and making their mortgage payment. If there's no mortgage on that property, you might have been there long enough that he or she used your money to pay off the home. Now they're taking that money and putting it in the bank. So you're making a mortgage payment or you're putting in somebody else's savings account. Look at it that way. Okay? Misconceptions. My credit scores aren't high enough. Well, like I said in the previous section, you only need a 580 credit score. Again, many times a 580 credit score customer or home buyer they don't have that bad a credit. It might be that scenario where you have $100 credit limits and all your accounts, you owe $100. We'll take a look at that to see if we can increase that to drive up your credit scores, 100, maybe 200 points. Okay. So the misconceptions is you need a 620, 640, 680, 700 credit score. That is not the case. Okay. So that's number one. Down payment. We went through this just briefly a little bit ago. There are programs that do not require a down payment. That is USDA and VA. Zero down. And also, if we can work with the seller, me, you, the realtor, and the attorney work with the seller, we'll get your closing costs paid for. So you virtually get into that house for zero. Okay? So that's that. There are also grant programs in a lot of states that we have access to get you into, to help give you money for your down payment. All right? So that's the down payment part of things. So you don't need money. But again, like I said, if you have a bunch of credit, you're maxed out on it, you don't have a nickel in the bank, might not be the time for you to buy a home. All right? Debt ratio. Okay, a lot of people might get turned down because they're like, you know, your debt ratio is too high. They were too embarrassed to ask, what is my debt ratio? Here it is. It is basically all the accounts on your credit report. You take those, all those bills, your car payment, your credit card payments, all of that, plus your potential house payment. That's your debts. You divide that by your gross monthly income. And I can help you figure that part out. So that's your debt ratio. Most programs, you can go up to 50%. And a lot of programs, such as FHA and VA, you can go up to 55, 57%. But a lot of companies won't grant that high of a what they call the debt ratio. So you might get turned down from a specific company, but not really have to have been turned down. So that might just be their guideline, but it's not truly FHA's and VA guideline. Okay, so that's that part of the debt ratio. Here's one that's tricky. Time on the job. I get this a lot. Well, I'm not on my job for 2 years, so I know I can't qualify. Wrong. It can be true if you have your own business, if you get commissions and say and bonuses over time. That number can't be used. But there, in a lot of cases, or I'll reach out there and say, in most cases, you can qualify for a mortgage with less than a 2 year job history, especially if you've been in the same field for, you know, 8 years and you just switched jobs 6 months ago. But it's basically the same thing with, you know, you took a pay raise, so you moved. You can qualify. Don't hold off. Don't wait. Because what's only going to happen is rates going to go up, the housing values going up, you know. So now you to buy that same house a year from now, if the rate goes up a quarter or half a percent, and that property goes up $15,000, now your mortgage payment's that much higher. So that's today's show. So I hope you'd enjoyed it. If you would, if you want to reach out to me personally, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160. You can reach me by email at dan.frio@gmail.com, or check me out on the web at themortgageupdate.net, or also look me up on YouTube, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. God bless. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.